And joining me right now to go over the latest on the SEC, the college football playoff, the College World Series, this guy does it all. He's my good friend, Trey Wallace, Rocky Top Insider. Trey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I hope you're not burning to the end of the sun down there in Florida. I hope everything's going well.
Everything is going fine. We were talking off air where you got to get ready for the College World Series as Tennessee is going to Omaha. I think they're going to join two other SEC teams. Are you excited for this for the Vols baseball program?
You know what? It's exciting to be talking. Yes. Look, let me phrase this first. I'm excited for Tennessee's baseball program because I think they worked really hard to get where they're at this year, and good for them and Tony Vitello. But I'm also excited that I'm not sitting here having to talk about who's going to be the starting quarterback in September. So, yes, I will gladly take a trip to Nebraska and maybe hit up the casino across the border just to have a good time and not have to talk about Tennessee, you know, and who's going to be the one in September.
Is Arkansas the big disappointment then for college baseball with the conference?
You know, it's got to be. I always thought Vanderbilt was good enough. You know, they were dominant all year pretty much. I thought, you know, they were good enough to be there. Arkansas, yeah, I thought Arkansas was going to be the team to get out there. But, man, it's just the way they threw Copps one inning too long the other night, and they paid for it. And honestly, after beating a team 21-1 your first night of the Super Regional, you shouldn't have a problem winning that second one out of two games. So, you know, yeah, it's a disappointment. I don't think Van Horn should be complimented on the way that he handled Copps during this whole situation. He was probably the most dominant pitcher in my mind in the SEC this year. Yeah, all around, Arkansas screwed that one up big time.
All right, so who's in? It's Vandy, Tennessee, and who's the other one? Is it Mississippi State?
Mississippi State, yeah, the Bulldogs, yep.
See, here's what's interesting.
They beat Notre Dame.
Here's what I like about the College World Series. I feel like college football needs to do this. So you got three teams from the SEC. Then you got Virginia. You got Arizona. You got all these different teams from different regions of the country. That's what makes it exciting. Isn't that what college football should be like when it comes to the playoffs?
Yeah, it's so cool, man. I mean, like, so if you look at Tennessee's bracket, you know, they got Texas in their bracket. They've got Virginia, who they'll play Sunday. You know, Mississippi State's on their side of the bracket. Then you flip it around, like you were just saying. You know, you get schools like Vanderbilt, Arizona. You know, it's just different, and that's why I like it. It's such a variety of different teams, a couple of them that we wouldn't see in, you know, a big time, let's say, college football type landscape if it wasn't for, you know, college baseball giving them that platform. So, yeah, I think the variety of teams, I think the different conferences helps out. I think the SEC did a darn good job of getting three out of the eight in. Yeah. They should have had half the field. Arkansas screwed that up. But other than that, yeah, it's good to have the variety. I like it.
What was it like going to a regional baseball game and Tennessee had home fans full capacity? What was that like?
It was, it was cool. It was cool because it had been so long since you've been in a full capacity type venue. And I don't care if it was basketball, you know, football, what we saw last year. I mean, it was rabid. I mean, let's face this, okay? You've got a Tennessee program that is just desperate for any kind of win. Like, they would travel for the Women's Soccer National Championship. I get it because they're just so desperate and striving for a winning program. So you add that into a super regional at home. You got full capacity, about 4,100, 4,200 people. Yeah. Plus you add in 600 Cajuns from Baton Rouge into the party. And it just turned into one big, it felt like a small type college football atmosphere because you had the LSU fans that were just obliterated with their chants, Tennessee fans obliterated with their yelling. It was just beautiful, man. I'll take it any day of the week. And you know what? To have that type of environment in the SEC or any conference, ACC, whatever, man, it's just fun to be back at it.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday where, Trey, you need the cheering and you need the booing You need the full atmosphere of everything. That's what it is.
You got to have it. You got to have the LSU fans telling you to go to hell. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you need. You got to have them out in the parking lot taking jello shots and Tennessee fans just, you know, bustling beers in the stand and the trash talk. And I mean, for God's sake, they booed Paul Menard after the game when Tennessee's PA announcer thanked him for all of his time in the Southeastern Conference. So, look, that felt like, hey, man, we're back. I'll take it. We're back to capacity.
That's awesome. We're here with Trey Wallace. Have you ever been to the College World Series before?
No, and that's what's going to make it interesting. I have not. I've been in the area before, but I haven't been to the College World Series. And that's why I look forward to experience. Look, you know, the NCAA tried their damnedest to keep local media from coming, and I get it. They just shut down access to so many different things. But just going out there and being able to experience it, no matter what, I think that's the cool thing. And then when you have a team, you know, I was talking with a reporter from that covers Florida, you know, getting tips on what to do and everything like that. And it's like, you know what? Just go out there and experience the event. Like, it's so much fun. The stadium's cool. The atmosphere. Omaha's a cool town. You know, and being able to kind of wrap up a season where it's been just so crazy, I think that's the cool part. Because, look, this thing is so weird, this College World Series. Tennessee can honestly go out there and drop their first two games, and I'm on a flight back home on Wednesday. But the crazy part is Tennessee could end up winning three games next week, and I'm stuck in Omaha for 14 days. So you just don't know what you're getting when it comes to this event. And I think that's what makes it special.
It sounds like some like action thriller movie where Trey is stuck in Omaha, Nebraska. That's what it sounds like.
You know what? It was crazy when I was thinking about Omaha last night. Have you ever seen that? Did you see that movie Up in the Air with George Clooney?
Yeah.
When he's that traveling. Yeah. They were based out of Omaha. And, like, that's the first thing that came to my mind was George Clooney. Like, it was weird.
Oh.
I don't know what I was thinking last night.
So, yeah. When you look in the mirror, you're George Clooney. Okay, I got it. That's who's going to play
right.
You.
That's exactly how I think of myself. And thank goodness, there's three casinos about 3 miles away from my hotel. So, you know, there's going to be some blackjack play, a little roulette, maybe hit the slots. Have some free, horrible, alcoholic drinks and enjoy my time. I'm looking forward to it.
I lived there for 2 years. I know all about what you're talking about. So it's Council Bluffs, Iowa. You just go over the bridge, and gambling's legal on the reservations. So it's fantastic.
Right. I talked to my hotel, the person I was doing the reservations. I was like, so what's there to do? She goes, well, there's three casinos right over the bridge. And I said, okay, how do I give you my money right now? So I was like, all right, we're good. It'll be fun.
What's great about it is you have the stadium downtown. Then for just blocks around the stadium, there's just tailgating and parties and concerts. It's one of the most unique experiences in anything. I wouldn't just say sports, Trey. Just if you want to go party, like the night when Tennessee's not playing, just go out with some buddies and just hit all the different tailgates. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. See, I've heard about good things like that. That's what's going to be neat is because you're going to have, you know, usually, you know, the cool thing about the College World Series is that, you know, and you know this, like people can come tailgate in Knoxville or people can come tailgate in Gainesville or Tallahassee, wherever, UCF. And you're only getting that fan base, the opposing fan base that comes into town. With this one, I'm getting seven different varieties of tailgate. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Like, I'm getting a little bit of barbecue out of Texas. I'm getting whatever the hell they're going to bring out of Virginia. You know, Arizona. You know, I guess we're getting some kind of, you know, taco barbecue type of thing. You know, Nashville, just getting a bunch of uppity-ups. But I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun.
I lived in Virginia. I know. I'm just a nomad after a while. I tour the country solving people's problems. I love where you didn't know what was in Virginia. That's fantastic.
I really don't. I don't. And I've been through there before. I don't know what, you know, what the big thing they bring. I have no idea. So whatever. It should be fun.
Virginia's a great I would say state, but they call themselves a Commonwealth. It's like you're right. in the South, but then you're not at the same time. It's right at the beginning of the South. It's the best
right. Like if you go sit in like downtown Charlottesville, it's like, okay, I'm in the South. But it's like other areas, it's like, nope, we are not in the South.
So. Who is your favorite then going into the College World Series?
Oh, man. I mean, the betting odds came out. It was Vanderbilt, Tennessee, 1-2. You know what? I like Texas. And I like what their pitching is. I like how they've managed that this year. I like their hitting. I like the way they played against South Florida the other night, which was a really cool story, by the way, with South Florida making it all the way to the Super Regionals. I like Texas, but to me, with Tennessee, you know, the good part about Tennessee is, you know, their bats get hot. I think their pitching is pretty good. Where Tennessee could get in trouble is, you know, their bullpen. If they have to rely on their bullpen a lot, you know, that could end up, you know, getting in them a little bit of a pickle. But, you know, and like Vanderbilt's kind of like their two starting pitchers for Friday, Saturday nights are going to be going 1-2 in the MLB draft in Leiter and Rocker. So, you know, there's so many different variables of this thing, but I think Texas can make a run in this thing. Don't be surprised if you see a team like Virginia, you know, decide to make a run. That's what makes it so much fun. And I've watched so much college baseball this year. It's like I feel like I know most of these teams that are in. So, you know, that's kind of how I'm thinking. If I'm betting, I put a little money on Texas to kind of maybe run the field.
We're here with Trey Wallace talking a little SEC sports. I know he's going to be covering the College World Series. I'm jealous. I want your thoughts real quick. College football playoff, are you on board with this plan of going to 12 teams?
Bro, I don't know. And that's the weird part. Like 12 teams, you know, I'm trying to think in my mind who would, like, be the other teams. UCF would probably get in if they were, you know, good enough that season.
Yeah.
You know, would it be a team like Buffalo who had that great year, like 2 years ago? You know, what are the other teams? BYU, do they get in as the independent type? You know, and trying to decide that and then figure out, okay, how are they going to make these away games in a sense of, okay, who's going to get home field advantage for certain games and how the rankings are going to – I think the one key thing that stands out to me is these October-November matchups that we get in college football, they just became so much bigger. Because I'm talking, okay, number 10 in the country, UCF, playing, I don't know, number 18 in the country, USF, or just something like that. Like, those games are huge now because they would have playoff implications. Not that they wouldn't be big to begin with, but they really wouldn't have ramifications besides maybe like a New Year's Six Bowl, something like that. Now we're talking about getting into the college football playoff. So I think it makes so many different matchups fun to watch, and I also think it gives a little leeway for teams that might slip up in September for them to be able to bounce back. You know, you're definitely getting what, like 3-10-2 teams from the SEC in now. I mean, you know, if I'm Greg Sankey, I'm happy because now I can get a team in that's with 2 losses or maybe even 3 losses into the college football playoffs. So it's got to be a good feeling for him.
What do you think of Nick Saban, where he's going to sign through 2028? Is he scarier than Freddie, Jason, the Candyman, Leprechaun? Is he the scariest thing in the land then?
Would that damn man just figure out a way to go retire or just do something else? Like, it's just the playing field is just so off. You know what I mean? And I joke about that. But, I mean, Nick Saban being around Tuscaloosa for – well, that would be 6 more years, 7 more years. I guess I could see that happening, but also I could see him when this college football playoff comes out or this name, image, likeness stuff starts flowing. Like, I can see him just blowing a gasket and just dipping out after a season. So I don't buy much into the long contract extension. I think that's just Alabama boosters wanting to get him as much money as they can. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Do you see him around for 8 more years?
No.
It's just tough to imagine.
No, but with what you're saying, where it'll go to 12 teams and you can lose three games a year and get in, I can guarantee Bama will make the playoff every year. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, if I could, if I could make a future bet right now, Bama's in the 2026 playoff, I'm already going ahead and putting at least a couple $100 on that right now.
Because right now, with the current way it's played, they can lose a game and still get in. But if you go to 12 teams, they can lose three games and guarantee to get in. That's what's awesome if you're Nick Saban. Just like that.
Well, I guess that, you know who's going to help that out the most, right? It's that team in Athens, Georgia, because they always just screw things up towards the end of the year. So they're good now. They have two losses. Kirby Smart's fine. He can get to the college football playoff. So he would still blow it, but he can get in.
Do you know the Florida Gators this fall? Their schedule is they have Georgia, LSU, and Bama on this, and their other games in the SEC. I dare you to show me a harder schedule than that.
I'm telling you, man, that's going to be tough. And I really like Florida this year. I do. I like the Gators. I think Georgia is going to be, a bit more talented than them, especially with the players they picked up in the quarterback situation in Athens with JT Daniels and then just picking up Eric Gilbert, to go along with another 6'5", just magnificent human being and Darnell Washington. Like, they're going to be good this year. But here's what I talked about, with Georgia and getting back to Florida, too. It's like Georgia's had these opportunities in the past 6 years to win a national championship, and they haven't taken advantage of the talent that they have on their roster. So that's what worries me about them. So when you look at Florida, okay, LSU, okay, let's see how they're going to be. This is a big year for Ed O. And then you add on their other opponents, Alabama and whatnot. This is an opportunity where if it comes down to it, Florida, could be a two-loss team or something like that, but still, could have a shot at playing for the SEC East, if Georgia screws up. Because Georgia's most likely to screw up. They always do. Something usually happens. So, until they stop screwing up, I'm going to put Florida, in that area where they can be playing for an East title and, maybe they get a rematch with the Raging Cajuns of LSU or Alabama. I don't know. It's going to be a weird year.
Are you in favor?
Tennessee's got Pittsburgh the second week, okay? So Tennessee's just trying to get by Pittsburgh. So we'll talk Florida football all we want.
We're here at Trey Wallace, Rocky Mountain, and now I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I'll go to Tennessee, Pittsburgh if you want. Is it in Knoxville? Where's the game?
Unfortunately, it's in Knoxville. I would rather it be in Pittsburgh in September, but it's in Knoxville.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If I come up and visit you, should we party in Knoxville for the night or should we drive to Nashville? What would be more fun?
I don't know. The bar scene here in Knoxville picked up pretty good since COVID ended. Seems like everybody's just wanting to flock out and fight. So I don't know. Maybe we'd have a good time on the Strip. We'll see. It could be. I just need to come down there to Florida when Tennessee travels to Gainesville.
That's what you wanted. I have been to Tennessee, Florida, in the swamp. You just smell liquor in the air. I'm just going to tell you that.
Oh,
there's booze everywhere.
It is.
Everywhere.
It's just I'll tell you a real quick story. Take 2 minutes. My father is a Tennessee season ticket holder, has been all the time. It's weird in our family. We've got Auburn in our family. Mom went to LSU, dad Tennessee, me South Alabama. But he took me to that Tennessee-Florida game in 2001 when September 11th happened.
Yeah.
And it was in December. And it was for a chance to play in the SEC championship in Florida. Dude, after that game, bro, we had to repair three tires on our vehicle. There was beer all over the car. I mean, it was just a beautiful experience in Gainesville. And I absolutely love it. That's not even a shot at Florida fans. That's like, bring it on. Keep it up. I like going to Gainesville. It's fun. The people are great. It's an interesting atmosphere, but I don't know. We've got the bounce house now in Knoxville, so I guess you just have to come up here to experience that.
Wasn't that the last game for Spurrier as the coach of the Gators in the swamp?
I'm pretty sure. No, Yeah, no, actually, I think it was.
I think it was because then I think he went and coached the Washington football team, if we're calling it that.
That's correct. That was such a wild guy. I remember that vividly, probably because I was, 6 years old and sitting with my dad, didn't really know what was going on. And so, it is what it is, man. That's why we love the Swamp.
Wait a minute. What's the bounce house in Knoxville? I haven't heard this before.
Well, y'all had what? The bounce house at UCF. Yeah. Now we're bringing the bounce house to Knoxville.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. I'm slow here on a Tuesday. I apologize.
Look, Danny White's doing everything he can up here to turn this place, into a UCF marketing machine. So, it is what it is, man.
Look,
he's trying.
Give him credit. He's the one that was yelling, "We're the national champions. The playoff is stupid. We have to expand." He was the one doing that for years.
I give him a lot of credit. Danny White, look, he's a great dude, and he's smart, and he knows how to market. It's just a bigger animal up here. They just launched this $500 million initiative to raise funds, and I'm like, okay, your football team hasn't produced, in 15 to 20 years, but you're trying to beg fans for money. They're more willing to get to the baseball program right now than they are to football. So, he's doing his best. And I think Tennessee, he did a great job at UCF. I think he's doing a really good job at Tennessee. And Tennessee fans are now trying to wait and see what Josh Heupel does up here and see if he can do, bring a little magic offensively like he did down there. So it's been a weird transition up here, man.
You got the thing with Heupel, and I like Heupel. You just got to give him a chance. You can't. It just can't be three games in. Oh, this guy sucks. Let's get someone else. Like, I know that's
hard.
No,
absolutely.
Because
to cut you off, but there's a good chance that Tennessee loses to Pittsburgh. And I'm not just saying that and I laugh at it. Tennessee is going to struggle on defense, and if they can try to put up a lot of points on offense, then so be it. But they have got to give Heupel enough time to at least try to turn this thing around in a sense of, to where it was, to where it is now. And I think that's the big part because he's a nice guy. He's a really good football coach. I think he's doing pretty darn good recruiting, being in the SEC as a head coach. He's been here before, but as a head coach trying to recruit. So I'm very interested to see, I think fans are under the wait and see approach up here, and I completely understand that. And Tennessee's not going to a bowl game next year. They're going to self-impose, something, I think, sometime later in the summer coming off the NCAA investigation. So, Tennessee fans just have to keep an open mind on what's going on and understand that 5-6 wins, that's an accomplishment this year. So, whatever.
His name is Trey Wallace, does a great job covering the SEC sports, and I know he's a gigantic wrestling fan as well. Check him out with Rocky Top Insider. Trey, thanks for your help and have fun in Omaha.
I appreciate it, buddy. I'll see you in Vegas for SummerSlam, right?